a first half of flying high for the first team. A defense playing with an energy that makes life tough for opponents. A quarterback who is on target.
Ryan on that drive was 7 for 10.
And special teams were special this week.
This is the part that you thought you might get with Devin Hester, the great speed.
There's still some things to work on before the regular season, but running after the catch doesn't seem to be one of them. It's time for Falcons Playback, presented by Geico.
Welcome to Falcons Playback, everybody, presented by Geico. I'm Randy Waters, along with DJ Shockley and Jen Hobby, the signal caller and the social media correspondent. And you, my friend, are going to earn your roster spot tonight. There's a lot of things to break down and talk about.
Absolutely. I can't wait. A lot of great plays in this game, so I can't wait to break them down. But before we do, we got to talk to Jen. Obviously, we like to get the fans involved. So what's going on in the social media world?
Well, first of all, Inside the Dome Saturday night.
And you were there.
I was there at the game, and it was nice. So exciting. So much optimism out there based on how exciting the starters looked in that first half. And we always want you to participate in the show with us every single week, tweeting in your thoughts, your questions to @FalconsPlayback. So get involved, get in the conversation. Lots of excitement. Let's check in with some of these tweets, okay? First one coming in from a familiar name, Jamal Anderson. Man, if that guy stays healthy, look out. Look out. #Julio. Lots of Julio on Twitter on Saturday. And also we're hearing from Laura. Loves how explosive this offense is.
It better be, because we all know who's coming in here September 7th. Countdown to the opener with the Saints continues. Here are the headlines as we look at things this week. Some good news, first of all. Steven Jackson returned to practice at Flowery Branch, aiming for that opener against the Saints. The Falcons were short on points Saturday night, but productivity and efficiency are sometimes more important elements in August. A lot of work to do in a short time this week. Game at Jacksonville Thursday, and nervous time for players on the bubble. The final cutdown comes as early as Friday. Not much doubt for us, however, right now, as we know exactly what our key a drive of the game should be. And that would be, DJ, pretty easy to call. The first possession of the game for the Falcons is our key a drive of the game. The offense looked very much in rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan hit four different receivers, and they took it in for a score.
It was an outstanding drive. And you hear Coach Smith always talking about starting fast. Whether it's offense or defense, start fast, and the offense did that. With a little bit of the run, a little bit of the pass, and this offense, it looks like it's clicking already in midseason form.
Well, as I said, a number of different receivers, and, of course, Roddy catching one there, and it ended with a touchdown pass to Devin Hester a little bit later on. DJ is going to break that thing down for us. When you look at the numbers, some of the numbers of the game, yeah, Tennessee, yeah, they did have indeed a lot of yards, over 440 for the game, but 75 of those, or 74, came on the in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Zach Mettenberger looked pretty darn good, guy we know about from Oconee County High School. And the third down efficiency, we have to point out, for the Falcons, dropped off later on in the game. There were a lot of penalties as well. Now, the guy who was in the driver's seat for that key a drive of the game felt pretty good about it all.
I thought we started fast. That was one of our goals coming into tonight. We wanted to come out and get a rhythm going pretty quickly. Too many penalties on offense. That kind of stalled out our second drive. When you're playing, you know, in regular season football, you can't make those kind of mistakes. But all in all, I thought the effort was really good, and I thought the execution was pretty good from the first unit.
Well, as he said, execution from the first unit, pretty good. He had to feel really good about the offensive line, too, DJ.
He did. Offensive line gave him a great pocket. I believe in the first series, he hit four different receivers, getting everybody involved. And when you think about how explosive this offense is and can be, you think a lot of guys are going to want the football, and Matt is spreading the football around, whether it's backs catching ball at the backfield, or you see Harry in a slot catching passes, Julio and Roddy on the outside doing their part, and even getting Devin Hester involved in his offense, a guy who really wasn't involved in Chicago's offense at all, but having him involved in his offense just makes it even easier for Matt Ryan.
Well, the first half, he was especially productive, and you can just take a look at that, 217 yards. And then in the second half, he played early on in the third quarter. So for the game, his numbers, quote, weren't quite as impressive, if you will. Through preseason games, that's what he looks like, and that's darn good. Look at the quarterback rating right there. And one of the reasons that he's had a pretty good rating, aside from that protection, it looks like the receivers are really on their game. Let's talk about the firm of Harry Douglas, Roddy White, Julio Jones and Devin Hester. Look at the numbers for these guys so far. And just numbers don't tell the story. They've been efficient.
You're right, Randy. And I like what you call them, the firm, because that's what they are. They're going to make a lot of plays for this offense. But having those four guys, you saw in the two-minute drill, they went out and had that four-receiver set, 10-package personnel, they call it, four receivers, one running back. And there are so many weapons in that particular offense that they get the ball to. If a defense wants to play zone coverage, they're going to find a hole in that zone. They play man coverage. It's kind of like pick your poison. Whoever you're going to throw to, they're going to win, and they're going to make sure they get in the end zone, and they went right down the field on that particular drive.
In other words, this can be a dangerous bunch for some defense.
Very dangerous. Sorry, D coordinators.
We looked very explosive today. I tip off my hat to the O-line. They gave Matt a lot of time to deliver the ball, put it in the right place. And as receivers, we came up and made some big plays. We knew leaning off last week, we didn't play up to our part. So we wanted to make sure that we came out of there and kind of solve some of the problems we had.
We got a lot of playmakers on this team. And, you know, it's just going to be a tough cover when we all on the field at the same time, you know, all four of us. So, you know, it's going to be hectic, you know, for defensive coordinators to kind of, you know, match up with us on the outside, on the perimeter. And, as long as we can get in there and all of us can, you know, play each position, go out there and do what we're supposed to do and line up and play football, we'll be fine.
You can tell Roddy feels very sorry for those defensive coordinators.
He looks so sad right there. Nah. Right?
When we come back, Jen keeps us in touch with you. And week one of Jake Goes to Left Tackle. Big Jake. That was a John Wayne movie, by the way. That and more when we return on Falcons Playback presented by GEICO.